buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation.
All right, welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. Today is a solo episode where I am going to dig into three ways to use podcasting to drive sales. And I'm not talking about the traditional path of getting a top 100 podcast and getting sponsors. Now, there's nothing wrong with going that path, but the issue is it does take a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and unfortunately, most people give up before their podcast gets to the level where they can start collecting sponsorship money as a revenue source. And that's why there's so many podcasts in what I like to call the podcast graveyard. This is where you will see tons of podcasts that never made it to 10 episodes. And to be fair, it's a lot of work, so I get it. All right, so first way to drive revenue with a podcast. Podcast guesting. All right, sounds simple, pretty straightforward, but I want to give you some tactical tips on how you can get started. So with podcast guesting, you want to make sure that you have something of value that you can bring to a podcast stage. All right. So whatever your area of expertise is, maybe you weave in your story, your experience, and come up with maybe six or so potential topics that you could go deep on. And this is going to help you to have a consistent message that you get out there. You can get better at it as you get more opportunities to share those messages. And you have a clear idea of what you're going to pitch to potential podcast hosts. All right. So that's number one. Get clear on that. Second thing, get very clear on a one single call to action. So many people go on podcasts and they really miss the mark on this one. Most podcasts end the same way. When their guest is finished, they'll wrap it up and say, hey, thanks so much for coming on. How can people find out more about what you're doing or get into your world or however they might end it? Something like that. And I can't tell you how often I hear things like this where they say, I'm on LinkedIn. Here's my name, how you spell it. Here's our website. I'm on Instagram if you want to see me and my family. I talk about fantasy football on Twitter. And then, oh yeah, I have a podcast. And that is what you don't want to do. It's just too many options. People get overwhelmed and do nothing. Now, if you do have a podcast, then I highly recommend promoting your podcast and your podcast only. And that looks like, hey, whatever platform you're enjoying this particular podcast on, go ahead and search out. You insert your podcast name there. We're on all of the platforms. And then once you have them as a listener to your show, you can get them to subscribe or go to other call to actions. But that's what I would recommend. Now, if you don't have a podcast, then you might want to have like a free strategy session that you offer. Make sure they understand what that strategy session is all about, what they're going to learn, what the value is, and how they can quickly, easily get access to that. Maybe you want to come up with a clever, unique, simple URL that will redirect to that booking page. Or maybe you have some sort of killer guide. I'm not talking about a blog post from 1980 that nobody cares about. I'm talking about like a killer resource resource guide or something that people are going to find significant value in, and you can direct them there. And you can do it gated or non-gated, just depends on your marketing strategy. If you do non-gated, you're going to want to make sure you're maybe retargeting those people. If you're doing gated, don't ask for too much information. Just collect their email, you know, not their blood type and their social security and all that other stuff. All right. So how to get started with podcast guesting. Get clear on those two things. What's your call to action? What's your message? Okay. Now there's a few places that you can get started, like matchmaker.fm, Guestio, Podbooker. These are all good places to get started. Now the people that ask you to come on their shows typically aren't going to be the greatest shows. They're probably going to just be getting started. They don't have a huge audience, but say yes to all of them if you think you can bring value, because it's going to kick things off. You're going to get more practice. You're going to get better. And something starts to happen. Once you start posting content of you guesting on podcasts, naturally other podcasters that see that content are going to invite you as well and slide into your DMs. So it does serve you well to just say yes to as many shows as possible, as long as you can bring value. All right. So that's one way to get started. Now, if you want to go after some bigger shows, you can use a couple of resources like Listen Notes or Podchaser. You can search out these shows, start to put together a target list, and then you can use something like Seamless.ai to get their emails and then reach out to them via email and DMs. Now, keep the messaging short. Don't say too much. I personally recommend using video. That way they can see you on camera. They can see your presence. They can see that maybe you have professional equipment, which are all things that do matter to podcast hosts. Let the podcast hosts know why you think you can bring value to listeners. Give them a couple of ideas of what you could talk about. Let them know you've checked out the show and you wrote a review, some things that you maybe enjoyed about the show so far. I highly recommend using Vidyard for this. Those are some ways to start to go after some bigger target shows. Now, there's a lot that we can cover here, but that's enough to get started. You can always go the route of hiring, you know, an agency or somebody that does that, like Salescast, or there's many others out there. But I highly recommend just starting with the low cost, kind of figure it out yourself and just start getting on some shows. All right. So that's number one. Number one way to start driving sales is to guest on podcasts, leave a ton of value, have a good call to action, and get people into your world. All right. So, second way to drive sales with a podcast is land more clients. Yes, what everybody wants, more clients. This is my personal favorite. It's the way of leveraging podcasting that I believe in the most. It's the most direct way to land clients, and you need to execute it properly. So this would be based on you starting your own podcast. Okay. Now you can hire somebody to do this if you don't have time or budget's not as necessarily as an issue, or you can really just do it yourself with getting a free podcast hosting, recording on Zoom or StreamYard and making it very simple. The idea here is to sell more without selling and build valuable relationships. And there's, you know, I can go on about this for quite longer than probably anybody here wants to listen to me, but I'll keep it short and brief and give you some of the high level cliff notes. All right. So people remember a little bit of what you do. They remember a little bit less of what you say, but they never forget how you make them feel. So by collaborating with people, creating content, inviting them on your stage, lifting them up, being an awesome host, and finding ways to add value before, during, and after the interview is the best way to build new relationships with the people you want to work with. Okay. These people will become clients, referral sources, or sometimes both. And you need to execute it properly because so many people miss the mark here and try to transition it to a sales conversation too soon, and it ruins all of the trust and rapport that you've built. All right. So something interesting happens when you invite people on your show, you lift them up and you deliver a good experience and you continue to add value. They skip your sales and marketing funnel and they go straight into your trust funnel and they become clients. We have followed this method and landed over 60 clients in less than a year using these methods. So I can tell you firsthand that they work. All right. So the last way that you can use podcasting to get sales is to get personal with your prospects. Everybody's looking for creative ways of how to stand out, how to personalize, how to be different, how to be unique, how to show that you've done your research. And the podcast platform is the perfect place. So if you're trying to get into a C-suite that's been really difficult, or you're trying to break into an account that you just can't figure out how to stand out and break through the noise, leverage podcasts. And so what I mean here is you can go into something called Listen Notes. You can search out maybe, you know, somebody in the C-suite of the account you're trying to break in, or maybe the specific prospect that you're trying to catch their attention. And in Listen Notes, you can search out their name. You can find out all of the podcasts that they've been on, and you can go listen to those and arm yourself with information that most people probably don't take the time to consume, that most people probably don't know how to use. And you can document these maybe high-level notes. Maybe you can find some way to really personalize into a gift or into your messaging. But this is the like best way. I mean, you can read blogs and you can social stalk people, but people talk about some pretty interesting things on podcasts. They typically get much more personal than they would in any other sort of format. So you can find out some interesting things about the people that you want to work with if you consume the podcast that they've been on and use that to break into those accounts. All right. So that's three ways how you can use podcasting to drive sales. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends. And as always, we're listening for your feedback.
Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.